It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's the And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
You never hear this song.
No, I never do. Ever. But anyway, I'm Dave alongside Santa, Joseph J, because you look like Santa Claus.
Yes.
Did you make that outfit?
No, I did not. I did not.
You got a smiley face on your left forehead.
That's from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
That's a hickey.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Hickey, but that's a Disney thing, you know?
When did you get the hickey?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Androgynously.
Oh.
That doughboy.
Yeah.
All right, well.
And the great Eric and the lovely Kathleen, Trisha, on assignment.
Okay. You sound very confident about that.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's like, I don't know where she went. She just got up and left in the middle of the night.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of the middle of the night, last night, the Christmas episode of Girl Meets World aired. And right now we have on a very special guest, actress Cheryl Teixeira. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're more
Thank
than
you
welcome.
Being on. Thank you for being. You know, I talked to you on Periscope, and you're
you
do so great on Periscope, and I mean you're so informative. I know you've got a bunch of followers.
Oh, thank you.
and of course, now tell us a little bit about the show. First of all, last night's you know, I know the Christmas episode aired early, and you were in it, and it was kind of tell us who you play first of all.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I play Katie Hart, who is, if you watch the show, Maya is Riley's best friend, and I play Maya's mother on the show. So the show itself is pretty much a sequel from the 90s show Boy Meets World, mm-hmm. and it follows Cory and Topanga and the adventures of her daughter and her daughter's best friend, and which is Maya. And my character kind of came on originally. She was a single mother really going through a really rough time. She had dreams of wanting to be an actress, and it just never worked out. She had to sacrifice a lot to basically put food on the table. And her journey's really kind of evolved beautifully on the show, because now a couple episodes ago, Katie married Sean Hunter, who's another original Boy Meets World character, and things are really looking up for her. It's kind of, you're starting to realize, like, oh, wow, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, excellent. Great way of putting it. And, you know, I love the show. I grew up watching Boy Meets World, and, of course, Girl Meets World is just so much fun to watch. I know that, you know, people that are growing up that age especially, and, you know, I love that Cory and Topanga are in it as well, so that people, you know, even my age and your age, we still have that connection to it.
Absolutely. I was so excited when I read that they were coming back with, like, a follow-up to Boy Meets World. I had it, like, already on my queue. I was like, this one I will be tuning into.
And now you're part of it.
And now I'm part of it, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And before we get too far, you know, I know that you're also on Instagram, and you posted something. Is Girl Meets World ending, or is it possible that it is?
So, pretty much Disney typically does 3 seasons of their shows, and it's very rare for a show to get a 4th season. Mm-hmm. So, but Girl Meets World is extremely popular. The fans are absolutely incredible. We have such devoted fans that because Disney has given a few shows a season 4, we're pretty much promoting, like, give Girl Meets World a season 4. Yeah. We have the hashtag Save Girl Meets World and Girl Meets World season 4, which are the hashtags that are promoting, and everyone's tagging at Disney Channel in it, mm-hmm. just to let Disney Channel know that, like, this is not the show to step away from. Like, let's give us one more season. Let's see these characters one more time.
Absolutely.
So hopefully they listen, you know? I guess we'll see.
I hope so. I mean, how many seasons did Boy Meets World air?
I think that they did 7. I think they did 7 seasons of that show. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and we grew up with them, and, you know, through, they were just little kids, and then all of a sudden they were going off to college. I mean,
yeah.
So. I wish that we could see that with Riley and Maya and Farkle and Lucas and all them.
Hey, listen, that would be amazing.
Now, speaking of little kids, I'm reading your bio. It's fascinating. You really have acted along some of, you know, among the best actors that's ever been in, like Adrian Brody and many people like that. But it said at age 6 years old, you stormed into the kitchen and demanded your mom put you on TV. How long did that take to get you on TV?
It took about 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So I come from a really small town, Mayapack, New York, and it's about an hour north of New York City, but it couldn't be more different from New York City if it tried. It's like a very tiny, small town, which is lovely, and I love going back home. But, I mean, this is back, you know, in the 80s where no one, we didn't really know how people got on TV. It was very much like those people are special and, you know, things happened for them that got them there. And that's not your average person. Like, there was no reality TV. I feel like it's very accessible for people now, mm-hmm. at least to grasp the concept of doing a TV show or at least just appearing on TV at least once, you know?
Yeah.
So it was, you know, and because, you know, there were no entertainers in my family, it was just tough for my parents to wrap their head around it. They didn't get it. They wanted, you know, I was good in math. They wanted me to be a math teacher. So
during those 20 years, did you act at school or other places before you got on TV?
I mean, I was in the first grade play. I think everybody's in a first grade play.
Oh, yeah, I was, but I was in the back. No lines.
It was black and white back then, Dave.
So was I.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you were too. Oh, it might have been you I was acting.
And there was no sound either.
Exactly.
Wow.
Once I got into high school, that was kind of a thing. And then I started, you know, if I was supposed to be in class or at college or doing something, I would jump on the train because, again, I lived an hour away from the city. So I would jump on the train and go to auditions and stuff like that. And then, and then I got on So You Think You Can Dance, which got me out to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit after that, I actually just came out.
But at a young age, you had 5 screenplays written by, 13 yes. years old? That's impressive.
Yeah, I can't say that they're good.
But it's impressive, I must say.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure you guys can understand. You guys are on a radio show, so you know what it's like to be performing and to be talking to people on a stage of some sort. Mm-hmm. And it's for me, it was just a creative outlet that it's like I wasn't able to do that, so I wanted to create worlds that were in my mind.
Wow. And I just want to, before we bring on Trisha, one second. So you were on Do You Think You Can Dance? So You Think You Can
Dance? I
was. And then you got to dance on Girl Meets World a few weeks ago, Girl Meets Hollywood.
I did, yes.
It was a very unique dance, but.
It was fun. That was a really fun episode. That was just, Michael Jacobs wanted a dance that, you know, 2 10-year-olds would have done when they were young. Because that's kind of what it was a callback to for those two characters. Yeah.
That's too funny. Trisha, do you have a question?
Well, I just think that from what I have seen of your show, I think it's awesome. And I think it has a lot more longer running time, just like Boy Meets World. That mm-hmm. was a phenomenal recipe for success. And I hope that Disney will listen to all of the fans and hopefully our fans will get online too and make sure that they tag that hashtag. You're so talented. My goodness, girl.
Thank you. And thank you for that. Yeah, that would be amazing if everyone could just start sharing that hashtag. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, also I want to make sure, give us the hashtag again, first of all.
Sure. It's hashtag Save Girl Meets World or Save GMW mm-hmm. and hashtag Girl Meets World Season 4 and just also put at Disney Channel in whatever tweet or Instagram that you post. Okay. Yeah.
That way they definitely see it. And what's your username on Periscope so people can find you?
It's at Cheryl Texera.
And it's and that's with a C, CHERYLTEXIERA.
And, you got it.
And that's where I found you on Periscope. And you weren't only talking about Girl Meets World, but you were talking about the business of acting because you've got this great course. And tell us about this course.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, the course is called The Business of Acting, and it really was created because, like I was mentioning, I wanted to act from a really young age, but I didn't have – my parents didn't understand the business, and it was just not something that they actually saw as a reality. So I went at it alone, and I was very young, and you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And I know a lot of people are kind of in that similar situation where, you know, they might be in high school or college and they really do have this dream of wanting to, you know, be on TV, be in the movies, be on Broadway, and they just have no clue where to even start. So basically, other than just taking, you know, good acting classes, getting a great foundation, there's such a business side to it of having a great headshot and resume, knowing what casting websites to be on, knowing what websites to be looking at every day, knowing which casting directors and directors to be promoting yourself to, and marketing yourself. Marketing is so huge in this business. And when you do get on the platform, how to handle yourself. It's all these things that aren't really taught, and you kind of have to figure it out on your own. And I just kind of threw it all into one three-week course, three Saturdays in January, and we go over it. And yeah, I'm so excited about it.
So three Saturdays in January, and how long each Saturday is it?
So it's set for 2 hours, but if we go over, we go over. Because I understand people are going to have questions, as I'm sure I would.
So it's like a webinar or something, right?
Yeah, it's going to be, it's a webinar. So basically each teaching segment is anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I do a little bit of Q&A at the beginning of each class and at the end of each class. And you also have email access to me throughout the course.
Oh, nice.
You know, yeah, if you can't watch the webinar live, that's totally fine. You get a recording of it within 24 to 48 hours, and you can email me whatever questions, and that's when I would address them at the top of the class the following week.
And how do they sign up for this? It sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. They can sign up on my website at CherylTexera.com/classes. And partially because of this show, and also because I was getting emails from people asking for another sale, I'm doing a flash sale this weekend where you can get the course for $99.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And so they could sign up. And then with a webinar, there's probably no limit to how many people can sign up, or do you limit it?
No, I don't limit it. I'm completely open. As many people that can get this information, that would be amazing.
I can get it out to a ton of people for you. And I belong to an acting group. So
oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh,
actually a couple of them, and there's thousands of people in them. So I can get that information out.
Oh, excellent!
God, thank you.
And that's Eric, our great producer.
Eric,
he has his own show every day too. So
thank you.
Wow, this is very exciting. We can be your manager, maybe.
There is only one problem I have, and that is that when somebody goes to your website, your gorgeous brown eyes are staring out, so you don't see the little white classes up on the right-hand side in the corner. But no, it is excellent. I see it there, and
it's a nice website.
The pink banner that says flash sale to get the course for only $99.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Cheryl Texera. Is it just Texera?
Yes, okay. It's just Texera.
Yeah. The I is silent. Texera.
I know.
And, you know, so from Girl Meets World, Business of Acting, the great information. Eric, do you have all the information that you needed?
It's on your website, right, Cheryl?
Yes. It's CherylTexera.com/classes. You can learn all about it. And I have the whole breakdown as what we'll be covering each week in the webinar.
And what's the hashtag again for Girl Meets World to continue, because I'm posting that on Facebook right now?
Thank you. Hashtag save Girl Meets World or save GMW and Girl Meets World season 4. And then also put at Disney Channel so that they see it.
At Disney Channel.
Got it.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. And, you know.
That's like a, you guys, that's a 75% discount on these classes.
I know.
I know.
It's, wow. It's great. It's a great
and
deal.
And she's the one teaching it with all of her background and experience. That's awesome.
And Tricia, you have to check her out on Periscope at Cheryl Texera. You know, she got kind of like sneak peeks of these courses, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually doing a Periscope today at noon.
Okay.
And yeah, I just like covering, you know, I spoke one that was about, you know, meeting with agents. Another one was about how to have a great headshot and resume. And there are a few others on there. So, yeah.
Oh, very exciting. I know you do a great job on there. And you do great on Girl Meets World. I understand that. Is it the next episode that's World Meets Girl?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. World Meets Gold is going to be a really special episode. It's going to take you behind the scenes of the show, kind of.
Excellent. And are you part of that one?
I'm not.
No, okay.
I know. I would have loved it. It was a scheduling conflict. I was shooting a movie while they were filming that one.
Oh, wow. I know you've got so many other projects. Cheryl, we're going to have you on the show again soon. I know there's so much more to talk to you about, just not only your projects, but the business of acting. We would love to talk to you again here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And I have to say, Cheryl, you know, it's weird suddenly being like, I am the parent's age of someone in the show, you know? It's like, yeah. for you and me, it's like, we used to, like, be the kids' age, and now we're the parents' age.
Wait till you're the grandparents' age.
Oh.
I know.
Hey, I love being a grandma.
Aw.
Well, you do a great job on Girl Meets World. Keep up the great work, and I think there's going to be a fourth season. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She is sweet and nice and talented and... She was a pleasure.
Yes, she was.
I think one of her best guests.
Oh, I agree.
She
was
really
nice. We're
definitely
going to have her on again. Dave,
very bubbly.
Find her on Periscope at Cheryl Texera. You know, just,
I don't know how to get on Periscope. I have an app, don't I?
Yeah, you follow us.
But my easy backup isn't working. Do you know how to fix that? Oh, that's for
that's
after
the
show.
Doctor, probably.
Okay. Oh, yeah, easy backup. Ever hear of that, Eric?
Is that a laxative?
No. That's not easy.
Okay.
No, it's an app on my phone here for backing up stuff.
Well, let's take another quick break because after the break we have on another great guest, W. Bruce Cameron, will be joining us to talk about A Dog's Purpose. And in the meantime, Frosty the Snowman from Bad Santa 2. What a happy sounding song, isn't it, Dave?
Really? I thought it sounded kind of scary.
It's kind of cool.
And
you know that they show this, they play this song when the kid is getting off the bus and he's just sort of like looking around. He goes from, where's Bad Santa? In L.A. or something like that? And he goes to Illinois, Chicago, in his shorts and short sleeve shirt. And he goes, I didn't know, you should have told me to wear a jacket or something. And he says, all I brought was my gloves. And he had gloves from his sandwich shop that he works at.
Oh, no. I don't get it. But I wasn't paying attention.
It's a great movie.
So, anyway.
And by the way, check out Girl Meets World on the Disney Channel on Friday nights.
And check out Business of Acting.
Business of Acting.
And Eric will send that out to all the great actors of the world. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back. Frosty the Snowman, do the song.